was this the original room?
This was our front porch.
This right here?
Uh-huh. This is our front porch. And we came in from the side. That's why our steps was made for the side. See, this, we didn't turn. We turned, when we bought this house, we turned it around. Instead of putting it clear across the lot, we wouldn't have had much space, just 50
yeah.
foot. And by putting it like this, we had more room.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. Then we still got room enough to quit this. Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
So say if this is, what do you call this room that we're in right now?
Well, you could say, I called it den, because some say it's a living room. Supposed to be in a living room, but, well, you could call it a little small living room, it's not too big for a living room. I called it den.
Okay. this is what used to be the porch,
uh-huh,
right here.
The front porch.
What about that room in there?
Well, that room was our living room.
Uh-huh.
See?
What is it now?
Well, that's her bedroom. So she wanted her bedroom. She did have it in the back room. She moved it up here. And she built this for us.
Uh-huh.
The living room, she switched with her. We gave her that room, she gave us this room
uh-huh.
for the living room.
What
mm-hmm.
about then right in here?
The kitchen.
And what's behind the kitchen?
Two bedrooms. In the bathroom.
Where?
Mm-hmm.
Two bedrooms right behind?
Mm-hmm, right behind the kitchen. It's two bedrooms. And the bathroom between each.
Like that?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right between these two bedrooms is a bathroom. And a little hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Connected to bedrooms.
What about back behind, straight back here?
Nothing else back there. That's my fruit trees and things like that.
Oh, I see. So that's how the house
works? That's the house. Mm-hmm.
So this just juts out
mm-hmm.
right here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's a corner here. Someday I say I may put another bathroom here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this wall don't have any windows on. Just cut a door and dig your bathroom.
You just have plants?
I have plum trees, fig trees, pear trees.
You can grow figs.
Oh, I have figs here too, below. Mm-hmm. I got the big white fig, rolled about that big. Then I got the little blue figs.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it pretty hard to grow figs with cold weather and all?
Mm-hmm, not fig. You see, fig don't come out. The figs haven't come out yet, but the leaves come out.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that when you have plenty of leaves, you can have plenty of figs?
I don't know.
The leaves always have to come first.
Do you have to spray your plants or anything?
Well, I have a man sprays
uh-huh.
for me. He sprays the house and he'll spray it around the, you know, I don't let him spray my leaves. I just spray around the trunk of the trees.
Uh-huh.
And then I buy some chlordine and put on the ground. And when the figs come out, before they get ripe, and the ants won't go up in that tree, they sure won't bother them figs.
What do you do with the figs? You can?
Well, I can some, but they don't care for them too much. I eat most of mine raw. And I gave them away. Give plenty of people all around and gave the figs away.
Uh-huh. Did you plant those figs yourself?
Uh-huh. I planted. I planted a pear tree, and it's just about to grow out like that oak tree. And my husband, he won't top it. And so last year, I didn't have but 12 pears on, but this year, it's full of pears. Mm-hmm. He said, I hope I have some this year. But they these, just like these golden apples,
mm-hmm.
they are eating pears. They're not the preserving kind. But you can preserve them if you
mm-hmm.
put your sugar on them, soak them first, and then cook them. They will preserve right now.
Do you have any grapes or anything like that?
No, just the yellow plum and the red plum.
Mm-hmm.